right. Hello, everybody.
Hello and welcome. Good evening.
Welcome to an edition of the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program. Did I get that right, Mike?
You got it right. It's like rap with Mac and Mike.
Yeah, that's the acronym I have to remember to because I keep adding the different words in there.
Yeah.
And so now I know who we are and what the show is.
Yeah, the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program with Mac and Mike.
Yes. So, Mike, you've been on for the last 6 months while I've been on a hiatus.
That's right.
And it was thank you so much for filling in for all that time and keeping the vintage listeners engaged.
I've been trying to keep the studio warm.
Yes, absolutely. And I feel refreshed to be back and ready to for a new era of vintage music with working with you. I'm very excited about our program going forward.
I'm excited too. It's like a bird spreading its wings.
Yes, yes. We, you know, I'll be doing what I do, you'll be doing what you do, and we'll be just doing.
That's it. That's what we do. We heard first from the WMCA broadcasters, somebody and me, Irving Kaufman out on vocals. That was Harmony 461H, 1927.
Right. So we're going to first do a set of music played on our Victor 4 phonograph that we have in the, it's a Victor talking machine, actually. We should know that, you know, that we use the right words, the right terms.
It's a talking machine if you want to get technical.
And we're going to do some early singers, three early singers. We're going to start off first with Richard Joes. It's not Jose, even though there's an accent over it. It's Joes.
Yeah, no one can write us angry emails now. We pronounced it right.
Right. I've pronounced him Jose many times playing his records. But he was a very early minstrel guy, vaudeville guy. Countertenor is what he was. And hugely popular in his day.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are the kind of records where they're not among my favorites that I like to personally listen to, but reading about him, he seems to be an important personality and recording star of the early era. So, Michael, say something while I pull that record out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you could get it. You mentioned countertenor, another famous countertenor, maybe even more popular than Richard would be Will Oakland, who retained this almost childlike voice, but with a lot of power, and he sang with the Heidelberg Quintet, and he could just make you cry. These early balladeers, you may not dig them, but I really enjoy a good cry, you know, presented by Kleenex.
Right. So let's hear this record.
Let's do it.
This is the 90 and 9.
Shelter on But all through the mountains and the rills and up from the rocking deep, there arose a glad cry to the gate of hell. Rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around.
How about it, folks? A little Richard Joes for you, starting early with the ballads this evening here on WFMU. You're listening live to the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program with Mac and Mike the Barber. I'm Mike the Barber. Mac's cranking up the old Victor IV right now.
And time to get to some drinking songs.
I'm ready.
Now, we all know our good old friend Billy Murray.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a friend called Bud Weiser. And this is a great song from, what, 1907 is this one?
It's, 1907 on a Victor 5320.
I mean, make no mistake that Budweiser and Anheuser-Busch were behind this song even then to get an advertising push from a popular singer with their product.
Oh, yeah. It was like Arthur Fields doing Moxie.
Michael, I was having a root beer this weekend out of a great bottle. Do you ever have IBC root beer?
No, I'm not familiar.
It's got a label on the back because it has to for legal reasons, all that stuff. But the front is just embossed. You know, it's like the molded glass.
Right.
It's really old design and really good root beer. They should sponsor our show.
They should. And actually, we should talk to maybe a sarsaparilla company about it as well.
Yeah, I'm all for – and sassafras.
Sassafras.
I'm all for sassafras.
Bring on the sponsors.
Well, you were out of Prohibition, so let's hear Billy Murray. This is before Prohibition. Budweiser's a friend of mine.
The poet may sing of the friend who will cling to you when you are gloomy and blue. But I have one friend who will stick to the end, just the dearest friend I ever knew. Whenever I'm sad and the world treats me badly into some rascaler I stray, I fill up a sign with this old friend of mine and I dream all my sorrow away.
Budweiser's a friend of mine, yes, a friend of mine.
One night he was carried up home at the hour of one. His wife who'd retired got up and admired his beautiful, beautiful bun. She asked to detain him, her angry voice pained him. She said, where on earth did you roam? He answered, Eliza, I've been with Budweiser, I've been taking Budweiser home.
Budweiser's a friend of mine, friend of mine, yes, a friend of mine. What care I if the sun don't shine while I've got Budweiser? That's the reason I feel so fine, feel so fine, yes, I feel so fine. Although Bill the Kaiser's a friend of Budweiser, Budweiser's a friend of mine.
How
hey, Mike, we could launch into a chorus of that sometime with a bunch of people.
I would love to do that. I'm all for the sing-alongs. That's one of the things that that kills me. I'm sort of envious of the normies that could walk into any bar and they play a song, a hit of today, the 21st century, and everyone just sings along, and they're so happy.
Right.
I want to go to a place where everyone knows my songs.
Too bad we can't get some Mitch Miller on 78.
it's such a shame. Maybe not, if you don't want to hear Mitch Miller. But I'm all for bouncing.
I've got a lot of his LPs if you want to come over and listen to them.
Oh, maybe. I'll make
you and I will have a sing-along.
That's depressing, just two people singing along. We got another one coming up here from Arthur Collins now, and it's a touchy one.
Well, this is probably his signature song. One of his greatest, most well-known songs that was in the catalog forever. And, of course, we will look at some of the words used in this song as politically incorrect. But I've always tried to present things in historical context. Again, Arthur Collins, one of the most popular singers and prolific of the era. And he would do some of these coon songs along with ballads and ragtime and all sorts of stuff. It was one of his staples, and it was one of the staple types of records of the period. So we'll play that stuff sometimes because right. It's part of our recorded history.
Yeah, and we can't deny it. You know, people always say, you know, to move forward, you got to look to the past and know where we came from. And this was actually a hugely popular song, like you said. And it's been covered over the years in different forms, actually in different genres too. But we're going to play the original now.
It's the Preacher and the Bear. Man, I gotta get that needle in that first groove. Sometimes it doesn't want to just sit on the outside. Come on, get going.
Went out hunting, 'twas on one Sunday morn. Of course it was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some very fine quail and one big measly hare. And on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear marched out in the middle of the road, and he waltzed the coon, you see. The coon got so excited that he climbed a persimmon tree. The bear sat down upon the ground, and the coon climbed out on a limb. Then he cast his eyes to the Lord in the skies, and these words said to him, "Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale and then? Three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear. Now, Mr. Bear, let you and I reason this here thing out together, eh? Nice bear. Good old bear. Will you please go away, Mr. Bear? Say, Mr. Bear, if I should give you just one nice, sweet, good, juicy bite, would you go away then? Oh, you would, eh? Well, I'll stay right here." This coon stayed up in that tree, I think it was all night. He said, "Oh, Lord, if you don't help the bear, then you'll see an awful fight." Yes, about then the limb let go and the coon come a-tumbling down. You should seen him get his rozzer out before he struck the ground. He hit the ground a-cutting right and left. He put up a very game fight. Yes, then the bear hugged his coon. He squeezed him a little too tight. The coon then lost his rozzer, but the bear held on with the vim. Then he cast his eyes to the Lord in disguise and once more said to him, "Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale and him. Three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear."
Arthur Collins for you in the year of 1905 with The Preacher and the Bear.
Right. One of his signature songs. And you'll be hearing lots of Arthur Collins and Byron Harlan and Collins and Harlan's on
right.
this program.
Right, both solo and as a duet. His partner, Byron G. Harlan, was a famous, speaking of balladeers, was a beautiful voice, tender. tender, making people weep.
And he did a lot of those child ballads, yeah, like from a kid's point of view.
Yeah, yeah, he did. Mother's Up in Heaven and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump forward here. You're listening to the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program with your hosts Mac and Mike. Let's jump to 1929. I wanted to play this song because I thought of you when you're making your triumphant return, and I thought it's an appropriate song. I thought it's an appropriate song to play. It's by the Clevelanders with a vocal by Dick Robertson from the year of 1929. Shout hallelujah, because I'm home.
Woohoo!
In the floor, shout hallelujah, cause I'm home, home, never to roam. Take off my coat, take off my hat, wind up the clock, throw out the cat. Shout hallelujah, cause I'm home, back home. And every morning I'll be up with the sun, just like a kid that thinks of nothing but fun. Early to bed, early to rise, heaven on earth under my eyes. Shout hallelujah, cause I'm home, back home. Thank you.
type ringer, Frank for the sandwiches, Frank for the sandwiches. Lena loves Frank for the sandwiches, Frank for the sandwiches. She don't care much for Pixby, 99. Pickles, sauerkraut, she loves cheese with pumpernickels. Every night she whispers, Frank for the sandwiches, Frank for the sandwiches. I feel there's something wrong. Instead of woman's caressing, all she keeps doing is pressing. Frank for the sandwiches, Frank for the sandwiches, all day long.
Last of the Great Hot Mamas, Miss Sophie Tucker in 27 doing What'll You Do? We also heard Al Lentz and his orchestra with Every Night I Bring Her Frankfurter Sandwiches, and then the Clevelanders with Shout Hallelujah, Cause I'm Home. I got so excited. That one's for you, Mac, that last one.
Oh, those are all good tunes, Mike, and this is a good example of what we're going to be doing, although we're experimenting.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to bring some of the machines out to play discs and cylinders, and then other stuff. You know, there's a lot of music that's not available, we can't find on disc and cylinder. And Mike will be playing a lot of that stuff through archives that he has and that are available to us. So a good mix of stuff. So, you know, the thing is, one of the reasons I'm very excited to be back is where I'm now in my 20th year. I've started the 20th year of being on WFMU, and October 2015 will be 20 years.
The big 20.
The big 20-year anniversary. So I want to do a lot of stuff to celebrate this year. Mike, I want to have guests on. I want us to get out there and be mixing up with folks. And speaking of that, next week we're going to be doing a remote live broadcast.
Where?
In Brooklyn from the Brooklyn Pharmacy. Do you know that place?
I do.
They're the nicest bunch of jerks there.
They are. They're hardworking jerks.
They are. And lots of sweet treats. What this is, was an old pharmacy. They spell it with an F in case you're looking it up.
Right, right.
And now they've turned it into an old-fashioned soda shop.
Right. So it's Brooklyn Pharmacy and Soda Fountain.
Right.
That you could look up in Brooklyn.
So we'll be there next week from 7 to 9. We'll be bringing two of our gramophones with us. We'll have a Victor and a Columbia. So we'll be playing 78s on the antique crank-up machines that you'll be able to come and see and hear live.
Right. And for those tuning in, for some reason, for the first time, you're not aware of either one of us or what we do. These are original machines, original talking machines from the turn of the 20th century. And we hand crank them out for you. And you could see them if you're in the New York City area. If not, you could always follow us on the Instagrams, right?
Right. Phonograph DJ Mac.
And Mike will cut you are the names that you could go by. But let's...
The idea I always had with doing the show, even starting it, was letting people hear the quality of sound of these original machines. And it sounds great on the air, but it also sounds really great live in person. So please come out and join us. It's a party. It's going to be a malted party.
A malted party. Now I'm excited. Between the Frankfurter, that's actually a horrible combination for me.
They having have Frankfurters.
But having Frankfurters and malteds, maybe some could handle them.
Grilled cheese and malted.
I got a sensitive stomach. I can't handle it.
Then I don't know what you're going
to
do.
I'm going to have to eat before I go. But I'm going to drink some malteds there. Let's go to the next song, though. We're going to take it back to 1922 right now. On a Victor 19149. You want to introduce this one?
We're going to do a few early countryish records. And this first one is A.C. Eck Robertson, widely touted as one of the first artists to record country music, although they didn't know what to call it at the time, and it wasn't heavily promoted. There was a transition going on from the old-time reel players and to something else. You could hear it in his style of playing. A lot of history around this guy. He really is a big figure in the country music history. Third generation fiddler. He left home at 16 to join a medicine show and go play out in the Indian Territory, traveling around. Contests. Just a handful of recordings, though, in the early days. But it was just really him being out there and doing his thing that got him going. So here's his record, Ragtime Annie.
Thank you.
from 1922. That was A.C. Eck Robinson with Ragtime Annie. You know, I wonder, Mac, if he ever played that on a roof.
I don't know.
Do you get my reference? Fiddler on the Roof? Too late.
I see.
Too late. I was too quick. You were changing records.
Well, I always think of that song in reference to, there's a line in a song by the band where they say they call it a Ragtime Annie. I think this song's kind of a staple. It became a staple fiddle tune mainly because of him.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear from another historic fiddler, Mr. Fiddlin' John Carson, who... you know, he was a artist who recorded, who was playing in the South, very active, hawking around, passing the hat, getting out there, doing shows. One day he walked into the studio and wanted to do some recording, so he did some, and they decided his records were awful. But
why was that?
Well, you know, you listen to it, you tell me. but he went out, and he, through his shows, he was one of the first guys to take records out and sell them. Himself. And he came back, he's like, I sold all my records, I need more. They're like, whoa, this guy sold his records, maybe there's a market for this kind of music.
Right.
So he was another artist responsible for the company, record companies taking notice, because they just wanted to sell what they could sell. They weren't interested in what was, you know, good.
Right.
It didn't matter to them.
Probably didn't even matter what genre it was, as long as it sold.
It's just sell it. It was product.
Yeah.
So, but hence, you know, it's great that he got out there. And he made a lot of great records.
Yeah.
Very distinct. So this one is called, what is this one?
It's Charming Betsy.
Right.
On the OK label from the year of 1925 by Fiddlin' John Carson.
Oh, man, listen to that. This one, this record, I can tell, has a little bit of surface wear to it. Hence, it wants to slow down the phonograph. So we got to give it a good wind. It can't be half wound for this one. It needs a lot of energy.
It's like, you know, we're playing country-related songs. It's, I think of that Cliff Carlisle lyric, you know, wind my motor, honey. I've got a double spring. All these innuendos talking about the phonograph.
Give you If I never no more wanna see you, don't you marry no railroad man. Say goodbye, little charming Betsy. Farewell, little Coralie. If I never no more wanna see you, say, Lord, remember me.
He must have been some salesman. He must have been some salesman. I got to say, you know, there were a couple lyrics in there that were reminding me of Lead Belly's version of Goodnight Irene. I think borrowed some of the lyrics there. But let's jump to this next one. Also in the same year of 1929, it's from Victor 19596. It's Kelly Harrell with New River Train.
Yeah, you might know this song. It's been covered by a lot of people. I think this is one of the first versions of it. Nice early country band there. I'm looking for a reference to an earlier recording of that song, because that really is a staple. I mean, I have a version that was recorded like 2 years ago by a band. It's a staple for live country bands. I just wonder if this was the first recorded version of that. And always welcome input from listeners about information about stuff we're talking about, because sometimes we'll get it right, sometimes we'll get it wrong. And one thing I've learned about doing the show in so long is that I've really just scratched the surface in how much there is to know about this period of music and the artists.
No pun intended about scratching the surface.
Yes.
And in the immortal words of George M. Cohan, I'd rather be right. You could send us emails. You could send an email to myself, mike@mikewillcutyou.com.
Or mac@wfmu.org. Although I would prefer if someone recorded a wax cylinder and sent that to us and we listened to it.
Yeah, that and a telegram, please. All right, you're listening live to the Ragged Antique Phonograph program here on WFMU, coming to you live every Tuesday evening with your hosts, Mac and Mike. Let's kick it up a notch. Let's go to 1928 right now and pick it up with Abe Lyman's California Orchestra doing the Varsity Drag.
How it goes, down on the heel, up on the toes, that's the way to do the varsity drag. It's hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue, gets as much applause as waving a flag. Say you can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise, if you all answer the call when your professor cries. Everybody down on the heel, up on the toes, stay after school, learn how it goes, that's the way to do the varsity drag. Whatchamacallit. Way out and where's this? We'll build a thingamabob. Goodbye to gloom. Sooner who's this? May keep us on the job. Adding a nursery room. You're so this and that and how. Oh, give me just one. What's this now? Oh, you sweet old whatchamacallit of mine.
is a bone,
because I met you.
All the wealth and power I may never find. Still, as long as I have you, dear, I won't mind, for I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain, I'll laugh it through. Poverty may come to me, that's true, but what can I say? I'll get by as long as I have you.
Folks, we've had the pleasure of spending this hour with you and look forward to every week spending an hour with you.
Oh, yeah, the immense pleasure. We heard some of those final ones from Nick Lucas with I'll Get By in 28. We heard Jelly Roll Morton, original Jelly Roll Blues, and then Irving Aronson and his Commanders with Oh You Sweet Old Whatchamacallit.
Folks, please join us next week if you're in the metropolitan area at Brooklyn Pharmacy, where Mike and I will be there live with our talking machines, playing records for you, drinking malted. It's going to be a big old phonograph party, so come on down.
Yep, and again, you could follow myself on Instagram at Mike Will Cut You, or Mac at
Phonograph DJ Mac.
All right, until then, we'll say au revoir.
And stay tuned for Irene.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all.
tall lineman is still on the life as though it was a movie. Humphrey Bogart was his god. He'd become the book that he was reading. He locked his mind in.